Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can't feel. He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can't feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Friday night again, coming to you live from Madisonville, Tennessee. We're coming to you live. Praise the Lord. And we just ended a great revival there in Varnell, Georgia. And we had a wonderful time there with Sister Lily and Brother Willie Torres. And what a great people there in Varnell. And we want to come to you tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And just so excited about tonight is our first time going 2 hours. Just a few weeks ago, we went 1 hour. And we tonight's subject is about faith. And I've got to be honest, just a few weeks ago, just going an hour, kind of worried that we wouldn't have enough to say for the whole time. And now we're going to go, we're going on for 2 hours. So we're stepping out and believing and trusting in the Lord that somebody is going to get a touch from God. Maybe you're shut in tonight. Maybe you can't go to church. Maybe you're bedridden, bedfast. Maybe the only way you can hear is by telephone and computer. There's no other way to go to church. But we are praying that this would be an encouragement to you. If you're a backslider, if you're not ever have never been saved, we pray that something will be said here tonight out of the ministers that have called in. And while we're talking about that, if you would call in, even for a prayer request, you don't have to be a minister. The phone line you can call into, it only works while we're live on the air, and that is 347-989-8862. Again, that number is 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And at this time, I'm going to bring to you special guest, our daughter, Rachel Green.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall know have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe of the saving of the soul.
Praise God. Again, it's about faith tonight. And, you know, I try to put on Facebook, if you have a prayer request, those that are on my friends list, and if you would like to be on our friend list, you can go to facebook.com/Joanna Green, and that should bring you to me. We live in Ohio, so if you want to type in Ohio, that might help you find me quicker. But we've got several requests here just coming in. We put this on about 10 minutes before the broadcast. And we have April Mullins-Sorrell. She wants all of us to pray, keep her in prayer, that God will heal her body. And so we're believing in that for Sister April. Also, Brother Hurl Williams, he says, pray for me. He has not eaten in a week, and he does not know why. And he also, he did not put this on Facebook, but we know him. And his sister Nadine, she has had trouble as well. She has diabetes really bad, and she is losing weight, can't keep food down. And they were supposed to put a feeding tube in her stomach, and we don't know the report on that, but we're praying for a good report. And Becky Fritz, she says, remember her unsaved children and family and friends. So many, there's more coming in, and I'll read some more here in just a moment, and we'll also pray about those in just a moment. We've got a lot of callers on the line. Don't let me forget to go back to these and pray for them. They're very, very important. And at this time right now, I see 770. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Good evening, Sister Green. This is Brother Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. Go ahead and obey the Lord. We're still talking about faith tonight.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity that Brother and Sister Green has given on this program tonight. I praise the Lord for that faith has come. You know, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what is happening tonight was not seen a few weeks ago, but it has come to evidence, it's come to substance. I praise the Lord for that. God, the Holy Spirit dealt with me tonight, and I praise the Lord Jesus Christ tonight for the opportunity to preach His gospel tonight with these brothers and sisters in Christ and the body of Christ. And tonight, God dealt with me in two avenues. And the first avenue I'm going to come to you is out of the book of Luke chapter 8, starting with verse 43. And I want to speak to you for the next few moments about this avenue is a touch of faith tonight. In Luke chapter 8, verse 43, it says, let me lay some groundwork here. This was Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, had come to the Lord Jesus Christ. His daughter was at a point of faith or a point of death. And so what I want you to realize tonight, that as these scriptures are going about, Jesus was on a mission. Jesus had come, and Jairus had come, and he was going to the house of Jairus' daughter to heal her, to raise her up from the dead at the time that they had gotten there. And here in verse 43, it says, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Here was a woman who had an issue of blood. The Bible says that life's in the blood. Amen. Tonight, we need to know, amen, according to the Levitical law, and I believe it was Leviticus 15 and 25, that those that had an issue of blood, they were considered unclean. And at the time of the issue of blood, amen, and here was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 full years, amen, she would have been considered at this time, the whole time, unclean because of the issue of blood, unapproachable. But we need to know tonight that, amen, when we get in an unapproachable situation, an unapproachable circumstance, amen, that we have the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And the Bible says in Psalm 16:11, he said that vain is the help of men. It wasn't that these men had not tried, that these physicians could not Amen. They've done everything they could. But tonight, we need to know tonight that no matter with that, what man, amen, is limited ability, and no matter what great knowledge that man has, amen, tonight we have the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I praise the Lord tonight that he is a physician, amen, that still makes house calls. He was on his way, amen, to raise up. Amen. And I just praise the Lord that as he was on the way, many things happened to him from the time that he left until he reached his destination. And the Bible says in verse 44, it says, this woman came behind him and touched the border of his garment. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that immediately the issue of blood staunched. In other words, immediately, amen, when she touched the hem of his garment, amen, her blood, the issue of blood had stopped. You know, when we get unto the border of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we get in the area of the amen, the Bible says, hallelujah, that immediately, it was a neat response, amen, that what she had touched, amen, the physician. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 61, amen, and verse 1, hallelujah, says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. This is prophetically talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit was upon him and anointed him, amen, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. The Lord Jesus Christ has been sent to bind up every broken heart tonight. You need to know tonight that the Spirit of the Lord God was upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He was anointed, amen, to preach and speak good tidings. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ to all those, amen, that he would speak to unto the meek. The Bible says in Matthew 5 that the meek shall inherit the earth. Amen. The word of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, which is a word of faith, which we preach tonight, will bring you unto a place. Amen. And the Bible said he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. You need to know tonight that this word of faith, as he was going here in the realm, in person, in the beginning, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word of the Logos. Amen. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. We need to know tonight that this word of faith has been anointed to bind up the broken heart. It's been anointed to proclaim liberty to the captive. Not just specific captive, to every captive, everyone that's underneath the sound of my voice, the word of God, the word of faith that we're speaking tonight has been anointed to set every one of you liberty, to a proclamation to set you free, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Faith tonight, a touch of faith tonight will open every prison door. You need to know tonight when it said in Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas, amen, had been beaten and put in that inner prison, the Bible says at midnight that they begin to, amen, to begin to praise and sing praises unto the Lord. And as they begin, the Bible says at that time there was an earthquake and every prison door was open. Tonight, if we'll just praise Jesus, if we'll just lift up that Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ of faith, tonight you need to know that praise will open every prison door. Amen. Amen. Every prison door tonight. And the Bible says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. This woman who had an issue of blood, no doubt her heart was broken. No doubt she was in captivity to this issue of blood. No doubt, amen, that she had humbly become before many physicians. No doubt, amen, hallelujah, that seemingly she was in a prison, amen, but the Lord said he would proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord. This is the time. This is the hour that we're preaching right now. The Bible says, amen, that this is the time that the worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. We need to know tonight that this is an acceptable year. This night, this hour, this moment, this season is a time to receive by faith, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the Bible says in the day of vengeance of our God to cover all that mourn. You need to know tonight that God will send his comforter by faith, by belief in him. He said, I will send the comforter, whom the Father will send in my name. Tonight it comes in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Comforter. Amen. Will come in and abide and give you a comfort. Amen. Tonight. And it comes by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is of his Spirit. Hallelujah. He said to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. You need to know tonight, I don't care if your life is in shambles. I don't care if all you have is ashes from a fire. God said and proclaimed and declared in his word that he would give you beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. The oil of joy for mourning. God has this oil of joy. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, it says, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet. Amen. And send portion to them who is nothing is prepared for. God is giving you the king's portions tonight. God is giving you the decoration. Amen. As we're sitting at the Lord's table at this hour, amen, is a table of faith. And the Bible says he gives all joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. God had changed this woman right into a blood. He had changed her garments. He gave her the garments of praise. The word praise there means to celebrate. Church, tonight you need to know that no matter what you're going through, if you're in the midst of the spirit of heaviness, God has some garment change. It's time for you to change your clothes, and it's time for you to put on praise. This garment of praise will lift off the spirit of heaviness that's in your life, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You need to know tonight, amen, the Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing. That, like I said before, this woman was considered an unclean thing, but you need to know all man, all flesh is unclean, but you need to know tonight as that we are all unclean, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken away. God's giving us some new garments tonight. God's giving us a change. Amen. He said, I will make you kings and priests unto me. Hallelujah. You need to know, and going back, amen, here to Luke, hallelujah, we find, amen, that the Bible says that the blood was stopped immediately. You need to know that in the book of Jude, amen, verse 22 and 23, and he said unto them, some having compassion, making a difference. You need to know tonight that no matter what you're going through, the Lord Jesus Christ, this touch of faith will make a difference for you tonight. If you'll just come, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Amen. You need to know tonight that this woman was going through the fire. This woman had issue of blood for 12 years. She had spent all of her living. But you need to know tonight that even as she was going through the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight. Hallelujah. He said, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. God wants to give you that exceedingly joy tonight. And you need to know, amen, as we go back, amen, to the book of Luke. Hallelujah. We find, amen, hallelujah, that we find that there in verse 45 of Luke chapter 8, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter said that they were with him and said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Master, you see the multitude. You see the crowd. You see the throng. But you know what? There was something out different tonight, because as that woman reached out with her hand, she reached out with her hand, but she touched him by faith. Tonight, you might be reaching out with your hand, but what's going to touch him tonight is your faith. And the Lord Jesus Christ, that she was He was touched, amen, by her faith. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that a virtue is gone out of me. Tonight, church, I believe that everyone underneath the sound of my voice, tonight you can touch the great physician. Not by your hands, but by your faith. As you reach out and being in agreement tonight, amen, just a touch of faith will change your circumstances. Just a touch of faith will change your situation. And when the Bible says, and when woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how that she was healed immediately. Hallelujah. She was healed immediately. She had gone for years and years and years and years, but the night that she touched the great physician, she was touched and made whole. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good cheer. Be of good comfort, excuse me. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Tonight, church, just one touch of faith will make you whole. Just one touch of faith of touching he that which is faith. Touching he that is the author and finisher of your faith. He can make you whole tonight. That's Second right. Avenue, out of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, here's the second avenue. I want to speak to you for a couple of minutes, amen, and then I'll give it back to Brother and Sister Green. But Matthew chapter 17, beginning with verse 14, and this is a grain of faith, a grain of faith. Verse 14, it says, And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and off under the water. Many times he had just fallen into distress, fallen into water, fallen into the fire, oftentimes. And this the multitude come, and a certain man come down and kneel. You need to know tonight that according to Philippians, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And as this man came to him and declared to him to be the Lord, and declared him in, as he bowed down, as he worshiped him, he asked for mercy tonight. And he said, and I thought him, brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long has faith been with you tonight, church? How long has faith been with you, but yet we're still a faithless generation? You see, we have to be careful that we don't become cold and indifferent because we walked with Jesus for such a long time. We have to be careful that we don't fall into a faithless and perverse generation because we walked with Jesus. We have to be careful tonight that as we've walked and we've been called and we've been chosen and we begin, amen, as we begin to pray and cry out to God, as God begins to answer multiple times over and over and over again, that we don't fall cold and indifferent, expecting an automatic answer to our prayer. But this is what had happened to the disciples. They had walked with Jesus. They had talked with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. But how long had he been? Because as they here with faith amidst the midst of their lives, and I'm talking to prophetically in both sermons tonight, there are those that in the sound of my voice, you've walked with Jesus, you've talked with Jesus, amen, just like the woman had the issue, amen, she had a great desire to be with Jesus, she had a great desire to be with this one of faith, and tonight, amen, there are many of you, and time after time after time, God, the Lord Jesus Christ has answered your prayer. You have walked with him, you've been chosen by him, you have been with him, amen, hallelujah. People have seen the experience, but what has happened is, have you been with him so long that you fell into a faithless generation? Have you been with him so long expecting, amen? Have you been with him so long that we've fallen to just go through the motions of, rather than having the experience of faith tonight? You say, how long shall I ever been with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. How long will I suffer you? Church, church, how long will you be? How long will you be with faith? And yet we've gone away from it. But you know what? It's an eternity tonight. We need to be with the author and finisher of our faith. In verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Church, tonight we can fall into a place of unbelief and out of faith. He said, well, rather I say unto you, speaking to the disciples, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just one grain of faith tonight, church, is all it takes. One grain, one kernel of the mustard seed. You shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. Tonight, church, I'm talking about a faith. I'm talking about a grain. I'm talking about a kernel from the mustard seed that will take a mountain, will take an obstacle, will take a hindrance. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 3, every mountain and every hill shall be brought low. Every crooked place shall be made straight. Every rough place shall be made plain. Hallelujah. This is a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a promise of the Lord of faith tonight. He said, if you have this, you can say to that mountain, mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Tonight I'm talking about a grain of faith that will move mountains and obstacles and hindrances. I'm talking about one grain of faith tonight, one kernel of faith tonight will bring you into a place that nothing shall be impossible to you tonight. Howbeit that this kind cometh only out but by prayer and fasting. Tonight, two things. Will you touch? Will you have a touch of faith tonight and change your circumstances? And secondly, will you have a grain of faith that will move mountains never to come back into your life again? That is the question. Right now, the convicting spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, this word is going out. It's a word of faith. Brother and Sister Green, I give it back to you.
Praise God. Good word there, Brother John. Looking here at the prayer request, and we've got Bonnie Hamlin. She needs a car so she can get to church. How many know God can give her a new car? We're believing and trusting in the Lord on that. And Tanya Mullins Green, she said, God already knows, but I desperately need prayer, so God knows all about it. And Dwight Stevens, he says his Nana, she has been diagnosed with colon cancer. Pray for her. Teresa Wilkerson, she says, pray there'll be peace on earth and pray that there'll be peace within us. She knows it's a pretty big prayer, but faith and believing, praise God. Billy Jean, we just got a new one come in just a second ago. Billy Jean Neal, pray for her. Pray for Brother Setzer. He's a pastor in Ohio. He will be preaching a funeral tomorrow for Nathan Fouts. The Fouts family needs prayer as well. They lost their 22-year-old son in a tragedy last week. They need God's mercy, grace, and comfort. From what I understand, they were on a mission trip, and before they could all get back to the States, the young man had drowned. What a terrible loss, but you know, he was working for God, and he has made his journey home. And if I could say anything out there that might have lost a loved one and they were saved, they made their journey home. And I know there's a time for mourning, there's a time for laughing, there's a time to dance, there's a time to be still. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a season for everything. And, you know, Nathan Fout has made his way, his journey home. And just pray for the family for comfort and help. Pray for Pastor Setzer that he could get through this. Because he was with Nathan Fout when they were on that mission trip. This must be really hard for a pastor of a church going on a mission trip like that and losing one of the youth like that. That my heart just burdens for them all. But we got to make our journey now, folks. And tonight it's about faith. And right now I'm going to play this here song. Praise God.
That was Jeremiah Yoakum. His contact information is...
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, and the end will be mine. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking in the field. But he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and gave me peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you, just so you
Jeremiah Yoakum. His contact information is www.jeremiahyoakum.com. If you want any of his CDs and view his itinerary, also information about his church, go to www.redemptionroad.org.
Praise the Lord. We got another call here, 423-562. Go ahead and tell us who you are and obey the Lord.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Go ahead, brother.
Good to be on broadcast tonight. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Thank God for being with us. I want to read a little bit out of the second letter of Peter. Maybe say a few words on it and get out of the way. It said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We look at the apostles and we think about what great men they were, but Peter said that to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now listen to this verse 4 here. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Brother, we've got promises tonight that we that are born again tonight, we've got promises that the Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If we're not so, I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you, that I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. God has promised us a heaven to go to that we don't have to worry about eternal torment, but we can go be with the Lord and be in his presence forever. God has promised us an infilling of the Holy Spirit tonight. He said, but after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. And brother, he said, not many days hence you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, there's promises given to the people of God. There's peace that God has promised us, that we can walk in peace, that we can live in peace, that we can go on and have peace with God through the faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that we can go and we can live in this peace, and we can lay down of a night and go to sleep and not worry whether we wake up the next day or not, but we can go to sleep, and if we don't wake up, we know that we'll be in the presence of the Lord. But if we wake up, we still have peace that we can go on and live and do the work of the Lord and be about our everyday business that we need to do, that God will be with us and he'll help us and he'll keep us and he'll strengthen us. And brother, he promised us healing today. He said, by whose stripes you are healed. And brother, he took 39 stripes on when he was beaten before that he was crucified. And brother, those 39 stripes bought our healing today. And brother, Isaiah 53:5 says that the iniquity of us all was upon him, and by stripes we are healed. And 1 Peter 2:24 said, by whose stripes ye are healed. And brother, there's exceeding great and precious promises that are given to us that we might go on and live and be a partaker. He said that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That brother, God has given us these promises that we can go on and we can live according to the divine nature that he's given us, that we can live in this divine nature, that we can go on and we can live righteously before God. And I know that people say that talking about perfection, that we can't be perfect, but let me tell you, Jesus said, to be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And brother, we can go on and we can strive to be perfect tonight. And perfection means maturity. It means to be fully grown in the Lord. And I'll tell you tonight, when we begin to go on in this perfection that God has given us, and brother, I'll tell you, I want you to know tonight that God will enable us to walk in the maturity that he's given us, that right where we're at. And let me tell you, we've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And brother, we don't have to be a partaker of it. We don't have to go to the bars, and we don't have to go to the main halls, and we don't have to go to the places of the world like that, brother, to have entertainment. But bless God, we can walk in the peace of God, and we can go to the house of God, and we can receive our faith. And brother, we can begin to multiply our faith as we listen to the Word of God, and as we hear the Word of God, and as we take it into our spirit, and as we sit there and as we're fed by the Word of God. The Bible says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you might grow thereby. And brother, I'll tell you today, there's a lot of people that don't think you have to go to church, but let me tell you something. If you don't go to church, how are you going to be fed? Brother, if you don't never go and sit down at the table and eat of the meal that's prepared for you at the house, how are you going to feed your body? And it's the same way of going to the house of God. When you go to the house of God, it's like the 23rd Psalm says, that thou hast prepared prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And when we go into the house of God, we're sitting at the table of God, and God is feeding us with His Spirit by His Word. He's feeding us with His Word by His Spirit. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Brother, I'll tell you today, this faith that we're talking about tonight, it comes by hearing, by the Word of God. God made Abraham a promise, and He told him that brother, through him the nations would be blessed. And He said that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And brother, it's the same way with us when we hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, it's counted unto us for righteousness tonight. Brother, these exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us. Brother, people might tell you that God don't do these things, but I'm here to tell you tonight that God, He'll do what His Word declares. His Word declares that we're sanctified, brother, by the Word of God, brother, by the Spirit tonight, because of faith in the shed blood of Jesus. All things that we receive tonight is because of the faith, brother, in the shed blood of Jesus, that Jesus offered Himself. Bless God tonight, that for the sins of the world, He said, by which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, in Hebrews 10:10. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. That's Hebrews 2:11. Brother, I want you to know tonight that these exceeding great and precious promises, brother, will bring healing to us. Brother, it's not anything good that we've done, but it's because of what Jesus done tonight. Brother, I'll tell you, when we hear that and God imparts into us the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, honey, we begin to believe that, and it begins to come alive in her heart. It begins to work in her heart. It begins to grow in her heart. Oh, I'll tell you, he said in verse 2 here, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Brother, he said, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Brother, I'm glad tonight, brother, it's not by works. Before Jesus came and died, there was a law that God gave Moses to give to the children of Israel, that they had to offer up bulls and goats. They had to offer up turtle doves. Brother, they had to offer up these sacrifices when they sinned. Listen to me, but you know what? Brother, they could not. Save the individual. The individual could not be regenerated or born again into the family of God. But brother, it kept them. Brother, the Bible said when they offered these sacrifices up, that the sin would be forgiven them. But brother, I'll tell you, whenever they sinned again, they had to go offer another sacrifice up. But brother, I want you to know, when Jesus came, brother, the Bible says, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Brother, if we go out here and we happen to sin, brother, all we've got to do is go before the Lord, ask God to forgive us, brother, and cleanse us, and He'll do that. We no longer have to worry about offering up sacrifices, because Jesus offered His body up. And when He offered His body up, bless God, that made the way, bless God, for us to be made righteous. And brother, I want you to know tonight, He said over here to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. that is in me. That's Acts 26:18. Brother, I want you to know today that this grace that we have, this grace that we're saved by, brother, grace, brother, it's unmerited favor. Brother, it's something that God didn't have to do, but he did, because God looked on us and seen that we had no power in ourselves to save ourselves, but because we believed on Jesus, brother, God gave us grace. And when he gave us grace, when he poured this grace out upon us, bless God, the peace of God come into our lives. And he said, let it be multiplied unto you. Brother, I'm glad tonight. It's like faith tonight. He said, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Bless God tonight. There's a measure of faith to every man tonight. And bless God tonight. Brother, whenever this grace, this peace, it can be multiplied. It's the same way with faith. Our faith can be multiplied tonight. Brother, it's just like lifting weights. When you begin to lift weights, brother, and you begin to exercise them muscles, you begin to work them muscles, brother, that muscle begins to get stronger. It begins to get stronger and stronger. And bless God, there's people that has done that, and they so muscle bound they can't hardly get around. Brother, it's the same way with faith tonight. When we begin to use the faith that we have, bless God, and seek after God. The Bible said, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we begin to exercise that faith, it'll begin to grow. And we can ever, and when it grows, we can expect more out of God or from God. And as it grows, as it continues to grow, the bigger our faith gets, the more we can expect God to do it on our behalf. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, these gifts of the Holy Ghost, I mentioned a while ago that there's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And brother, there's 9 spiritual gifts in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians tonight. And brother, they come by faith. Oh, listen to me tonight. There's a gift of the word of wisdom, a gift of the word of knowledge, and a gift of the word of faith. There's a gift of healing. And then there's several more down through there. And these come by faith. Bless God, when you begin to believe God for them, and you begin to expect God to move, brother, this gift of faith, brother, that God has given, bless God, will go out. It will work miracles in the lives of people. Brother, it'll work miracles in your life. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he will not let you go. He said to another in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. But I want to talk a little bit about this gift of faith tonight. Brother, there's a gift, that gift of faith will go out and work miracles in your life. It will cause you to believe, brother, for the impossible. And God will work through that and bring the impossible to life in your life. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Brother, in Hebrews 11:1, and the Bible said, without he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when we begin to seek after God and seek after his righteousness, he said all these things shall be added unto you. God is a wanting to move for his people tonight. God is a wanting to move and impart to his people. It's like Paul wrote in another place. He said that I may impart unto you a spiritual gift that to the end you may be established. Brother, God wants to give unto his people these things, these exceeding great and precious promises, that they be of established, brother, that their feet would be planted, that no matter what comes, that when a trial of faith comes, you'll stand there. It's like Paul said, he'd been beat by rods. He'd been whipped. He'd been in the deep. Brother, he had been hungry. He'd been thirsty. He'd been in danger by his fellow countrymen. Brother, I want you to know tonight that whenever that these trials of faith comes, when God begins to minister to you, brother, and give you by faith these promises in your life, it will help you to stand steadfast, immovable in the faith. Brother, whenever you can't be moved, and God will do it because he loves you, because he wants you to live for him. And oh, listen to this. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory, let me back up, according as his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given us these promises that we might live a life to him, brother, that we might live a Christian life, that we might walk forward, brother, in a Christian life. He said, and godliness. God wants us to live a godly life. There's a doctrine around here where I live at that says that you got to sin a little bit every day. But let me tell you this. The Bible said, he that sinneth is of the devil. Brother, we don't have to live above sin. The Bible says in the book of Romans that sin shall have no more dominion over you. Brother, he said to reckon your body's dead. Brother, whenever that we are born again into the family of God, God has given us the ability to live a godly life through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Praise God tonight. God has called us to glory and to virtue. Brother, tonight you can live a Christian life. God has given you the authority to do that through the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, the Bible said, and we've said it many times on these broadcasts, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother, and I'll tell you tonight, and I know we'll use that a lot of times, brother, for people to be born again into the family of God. But, brother, I'll tell you, it's like Peter when he was walking on the water. Brother, he was with the Lord. He was following the Lord. But, brother, whenever they seen Jesus had sent him over to the other side, and he went into the mountain to pray, and about the fourth watch of the night, the Bible said he come to them walking on the water, and they looked at him, and they thought they'd seen a spirit. And Jesus told them, he said, be not afraid, it is I. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you walking on the water. And Jesus didn't hesitate. He said, come on, Peter. And Peter bailed out of that boat, and he began to walk down the water, going out to Jesus. Brother, when he got out there, after where he was at, the Bible said that he's seeing the waves. He began to sink. And brother, I want you to know, he looked at Jesus. He said, Lord, save me. Brother, and Jesus reached down and took him by the hand and pulled him up. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, when these things come, if we get our eyes off Jesus, brother, they liable to cause us problems. But brother, when we turn around and we begin to call on the name of the Lord, brother, Jesus will answer us, and he'll save us from them trials of our faith. And we will have trials of faith, brother, that will try your faith. And when your faith is tried, you'll be found pure. Go through that trial. All you've got to do is not throw your hands up and quit, but all you've got to do is just hang in there. Trust the Lord, because he said, trust the Lord and lean not into thine own understanding. Oh, listen to me tonight. Just trust the Lord with it, because God will bring it to pass. And God will bless you, and you'll grow in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Oh, listen, he said, to the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Brother, God wants to bless you tonight. And I want to say, God bless you. May God smile upon you, and may God keep you, is my prayer. Sister Green, go ahead.
Praise God, Brother Eddie. Good word there. Good preaching. And tell you, we're talking about faith tonight. We've got two more prayer requests. Sister Martha Hawkins says, please remember me and my family. God knows all about it. And another one, Teresa Amberge, very serious, unspoken request, needs a fast answer. Praise the Lord. Continue to turn in your prayer requests. If you're listening by internet and you want to call in, you're sure welcome to at 347-989-8862. If you want to email us, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. At this moment here, we're going to go ahead with another song. Praise the Lord.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble. When the winds of this world is blowing strong, I know that Jesus is with me when the storm.
Praise God. That's Jeremiah Yoakum. If you want to get any of his CDs, you can go to www.jeremiahyoakum.com, see his itinerary, and also purchase some CDs if you would like. And at this time, praise God, with no hesitation, all the way from Madisonville, Tennessee, Brother Lloyd Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again, just to lift up the name of Jesus, just to try to speak just a little bit on faith. You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible for us to even think that we're even going to please God. We got to have the faith to please Him. So I've got a few verses here I want to read in Romans, fourth chapter. I want to start in verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but is that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of many of us all. You know, Abraham is the father of us all. You know, praise God, it's all by faith that Abraham is. And, you know, and going down into verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations because before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called these things which be not as though they were. You know, praise God, God had told Abraham up here that he was going to be the father of many nations. And, you know, by faith, Abraham, he took that by faith, and he believed that. And praise God, and that's what happened. He's all of our fathers today if we are a child of the King. And, you know, praise God, in verse 19 there it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know, praise God, I'd like to say here just for a few minutes, you know, on faith, you know, Sarah was 100 years old, which would be impossible for a woman to have a baby, to be seed of a baby. But God had promised them a son. And praise God, by him giving them that promise, Abraham, he staggered not at that promise. He still believed, you know, that God was able to form that which he had promised. And, you know, praise God, today we need to realize that faith that Abraham had, we need that same faith in our lives. Praise God, it's going to take that faith to please him. You know, he said it was impossible to please him without faith. It's impossible today, my friend, for us to even think about even saying that we are a Christian if we don't have no faith. And it's going to take the faith of God for us to get into the kingdom of God. It's going to take the faith of us to move a mountain. It's going to take the faith of us to move anything that's in our way. You know, praise God, Abraham, he thought, praise God, I guess he probably thought that it would be impossible for him and Sarah, but he still held on to that faith, my friend, and that's what we've got to do today. A lot of times we may look around and we may think that it's impossible for us to get our needs met, but praise God, if we'll just hold on to that same faith that God has given us a measure of, praise God, we will receive. It's going to take standing on the promises of God, standing on that word. My friend, God's word tells us over there, he said, when you pray and you whatever you desire, whenever you pray, you doubt not, you shall receive it. That's faith, my friend. Whenever you're down on your knees, you're calling out on God for something, and you don't know what that you're going to do, but if you'll just hold on to that first prayer that you prayed, and you stay humble before God and say, God, you promised me this, and I'm going to have it. Praise God, if we will stand on that word and believe that word, we're going to see God move for us. I know sometimes it looks like that it's impossible for him to move, but praise God, it's not impossible with God. What's impossible with man? All things are possible through God. All things, hallelujah, if we just stand in that promise and in that word of God and just stay in there and just keep believing. My friend, it's impossible to please him without faith. But we've got a measure of faith measured to us. And then I tell you what, we have to have that faith to believe that we are a Christian. We got to have that faith to know beyond every shadow of a doubt that God has saved our soul and written our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And my friend, if we'll just stand on that and believe that, one day after a while, we will see the promise that he has promised us. One passage of scripture over there, it said, it's never been uttered into a man's heart, neither has it ever, man's eyes have never seen what God prepared for those that love him. But I'd like to go on down into the next verse. I don't like to stop there, because it said this is the through the deep things, through the deep in the spirit, praise God. In other words, through faith, we can see what God prepared for us if we'll just stay in the word and stay in the humble of God's word and keep a prayer and keep a seeking God. One day after a while, we will receive what God has got in store for you and I. But it's going to take us by faith. Praise God. Abraham, he didn't stagger at the promises of God, but he went on. My friend, and that's what you and I have got to do tonight. We've got to not stagger the promises that God has given us, but we've got to walk therein, and we'll see it one day after a while. Every promise that God has given us, we can have them. Praise God, I tell you what I'm looking for one day after a while, when this old body will lay down, and they may lay it 6 foot under the dirt, but praise God, my spirit, Paul said, be absent from this body and to be present with God. I believe my spirit will be with God, just like Abraham, praise God, and Isaac. Whenever Isaac there, or not Isaac, but the beggar, hallelujah, Lazarus, whenever he come his time, he was carried by the angels of Abraham's bosom, and he was placed there, praise God, and the rich man, he come his time, he was buried in hell. He lifted his eyes and been tormented in flame. He didn't want to give that poor beggar nothing. But that poor beggar, he knowed he had his faith in God. He knowed one day after a while that his time was going to come, and he was going to be on the streets of gold. Praise God, he was carried to Abraham's bosom, and he was placed there. But you know, the rich man, he he looked up and he seen how the beggar been in the Father Abraham's bosom. And he said, I just send Lazarus back here that he might stick his finger in a glass of water to cool my tongue, for I am tormented in flame. He didn't have no faith, though he had everything else that he had. He had the riches. He had all of the clothes and everything that he needed here, he thought, in this life. But, my friend, he didn't have Jesus. He didn't have the faith of God. That's where he missed out at. That's where a lot of people are going to miss out at because they don't have their faith in God. I tell you, it's impossible to please him without faith. It's time that you tonight, my friend, if you're just a little bit lukewarm, it's time that you stir up the gifts within you. It's time that you cry out to God that you get your faith stirred up and get your life stirred up and get on fire for God. I tell you what, God is looking for people that will stir up the gifts and stir up the faith that's in their lives. Oh, praise God, I tell you, it's time, and it's high time that we today turn our lives back to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, it's time that God's children wake up and wake up out of their sleeping and slumbering and just stir themselves up. Hallelujah. Stir up the faith that's within. Oh, praise God, I tell you, I thank God tonight for this opportunity. I thank God tonight for this service because God is doing something around this globe, around this world. God is stirring people's hearts up. He's bringing us up, my friend. And I tell you what, you need to get your life. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, some words or another in this on this great planet that God has created for us to live on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not just for us to live here, but this is a dressing place, a place for us to get ourselves ready and to get ourselves stirred up, get the faith of God stirred up in our lives, that one day after a while, we'll hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I thank God for that. Oh, praise God. And I'd like to say, hallelujah. We just, Brother Green and Sister Green and myself and Timothy Dockery and Sister Betty, Yearwood, we come. We was in a great Holy Ghost a revival. We've seen the faith of God move in that revival down in Varnell, Georgia, down there with Brother Willie and Sister Lily and all the congregation down there. We really appreciate God for everything that he done down there in that place. And we just praise God for what he's doing right here. And we just praise God. Hallelujah. And we've also got a blog talk a radio broadcast come on Tuesday evenings from 6 until 8 o'clock. We'd like for you to just tune in and be with us and just to join us and just to keep us in your prayer until you hear us again. God bless you. We love you.
Praise the Lord. If you'd like to hear Brother Yearwood and Brother Pastor John Samples and Brother Eddie Bolton and Evangelist Clint Green and myself, Joanna Green, and Brother Timothy Dockery and Sister Betty Yearwood on Tuesday night. It's Blog Talk. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/reachingtheworldforchrist. And I believe that is RTWFC. Bible Talk. Praise God. So that's Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. It lasts till 8. And then ours again is on Friday night. If you'd like to call in right now, praise the Lord. It is 347-989-8862. And our email address is heisrisen38@aol.com. And, you know, we're talking about faith tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the ministers that call in and share the word with you. And, you know, his word's going to go out, and it's not going to return void. I was thinking here in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, and it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be. And when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And you know, it goes on down to say in verse 14, and he said, what then is to be done for her? Praise the Lord. Talking about the king, I believe, was talking to Gehazi. Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. Talking to Elijah, praise the Lord. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she say, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said in her according to the time. So Elisha had prophesied to her that she was going to bear a son, her and her husband. And later on we know that the son has died. He had a headache. He goes out to his father and he says, my head, my head. And the lad had, and he said to the lad, carry him to his mother, he said, and took him in there, and he ended up passing away. And then in verse 26, praise the Lord, Elisha's talking to Gehazi and says, run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered and said, it is well. Praise the Lord. She had the faith, let me tell you. She knew that the man of God, she knew he was a man of God. She told her husband to prepare him a room, praise the Lord. She bare a son just like Elisha had said she would. And you know, she run out. The child had died, and it looked bad. It looked terrible. It looked almost impossible, praise God. But she knew if she could just get a hold of the man of God, praise the Lord, that something would happen. She knew the faith that she had in God, that God was able to raise him again. And God did exactly just that, praise the Lord. And, you know, sometimes when it seems like this ain't going to happen, or there's no way possible that this cancer, the doctors done wrote it off as terminal, and there's nothing else we can do, they say. And, you know, but God has it all in his hands. He's got the answer. Praise the Lord. He's got you and me. Praise the Lord. We sing that song. He's got the little bitty children in his hands. He's got the little bitty children in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Praise the Lord. I thank God tonight for this opportunity. Another prayer request come in. Sister Virgie Neal, she says, Sister Green, we have a house that we need to sell as soon as possible. So please pray. Praise the Lord. So it looks impossible in a time such as this, that the economy is low and things are looking bad and stuff, that God is more than able to have that house sold for them. It can sell tomorrow, praise the Lord, and we believe that. And at this moment here, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play another song, Hallelujah.
Lord, 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 where now you really been good to me? Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Lord. That's Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. His church is located in Danville, Kentucky. And if you want to go to their church website, earlier I gave jeremiahyoakum.com. You can also go to redemptionroad.org. Praise the Lord if you want to get in contact with them. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my husband, evangelist Clint Green, all the way from Springboro, Ohio.
All right, this is Brother Green. Glad to be with you tonight. I thank the Lord that he saved me, brought me out of darkness, and placed me in the kingdom. I tell you what, it was faith that did it. It was nothing else but faith.
Yes, amen.
You know, the Bible said there, and they quoted earlier, the how that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And somebody brought the gospel to me. They took the Word of God, and they brought it, and they preached it, you know. And the Bible said that, you know, faith can grow. We can grow in faith and knowledge of the Lord, and we can grow in the understanding of God, and we can have a understanding, you know, and the gifts of the Spirit, like Brother Eddie was telling us about. We can have the gifts. We can have power from on high. The Bible says, you know, all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You know, we can try to get the gifts of God, but if we don't live right, we can't get them.
Amen.
If we don't stay in Christ, we can't get them. The Bible tells me tonight that in John chapter 15, I believe it is, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And he said, there one place, without me, you can do nothing. Except a man abide in me, he said, that he can do nothing. We can do nothing in our own ability. We have to lean upon the ability of God. We have to walk with God and talk with God, and we have to fellowship with God. I thought about how that, you know, the disciples, Jesus came out of the wilderness, and he chose his disciples, and he had 12 disciples that he had handpicked them, you know, and he had prayed about it, and he told them to come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And that's what it's all about here tonight. We're fishers of men, and he got these men, the religious people of that day, the people that was educated in that day, had been to the big seminar or whatever at that time. They looked at these men and they said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. But they had taken knowledge, it said, their one place, that they had been with Jesus. And they could not deny the things that was happening. After that, they had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. Jesus handpicked them. He took them, and he taught them. They walked with him and talked with him. They saw the miracles which he did, and they saw the devils coming out of them that was possessed of devils. And he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and he sent them forth two by two into every city where he would go. And they went before him, and just like John the Baptist, no doubt they probably said, there's a coming one after me, mightier than I, and he's a man that casts out devils, and he walks on water and heals the blind and the lame and the halt and the maimed. And they probably said, we've seen him raise the dead. We've seen him raise the little woman's son that was dead and stopped the funeral procession and went up to him and raised him up. And see, this is what happens. We get faith when we hear the Word of God preached. And, you know, it is the spirit of faith, praise God. It's not just something, you know, that we claim that we have faith. But, no, we have to have the spirit of faith, praise God. You know, when they sent those spies out there, Moses sent them out into the mountain there at Kadesh Barnea, and he sent them up into Canaan land, and he chose out those men that were heads of the tribes of Israel. They weren't just ordinary men. They were leaders of their particular tribe, and they was men that should have known the Word of God, and men that should have been powerful in the Lord, and he sent them up into the mountain, and
He told them to search the land and bring back a report how the land was and how that the cities were and what kind of a land was it that they was going in to possess. And they came back, and the Bible said to come back, and 10 of them had a bad report. But there was two men that had a good report.
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb had a good report. And Caleb said, well, we can go up immediately. We can go up and we can take the land. But you see, they cried and murmured and complained and said, we can't take the land.
Yeah, come on.
You see, they weren't speaking faith. Now, we have to learn to speak faith, and that's what we're trying to say tonight. You know, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We can't half-heartedly seek him. We can't just be a religious person and get anywhere with God.
Amen.
You know, Nicodemus was a religious man, but it didn't get him nowhere with God.
Amen.
Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You can't just be religious. And, you know, that's a thing that's going on today. There's many religions, but Jesus, when he comes back, he said, will I find faith on the earth? And he began to tell about how that many would come from the east and the west and sit down in the kingdom of God. But he said the children of the kingdom would be cast out. It's because you just can't be a religious person. You've got to have faith in Jesus Christ. He
Amen.
Is the way, and he's the only
Amen.
Way. There's a spirit that comes through hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And, see, we have to believe. We have to believe. He said there one place we believe or receive when we pray. You know, Jesus said in Mark 11:22, he said, have faith in God. You know, I was reading over there where Jesus had went down to Jerusalem, and he had went down there, and he was hungry and he wanted something to eat, and he saw a fig tree afar off and it had leaves on it. It looked like, you know, there should have been fruit on that tree, and he went over there and he cursed that tree. In other words, he spoke words to that tree whereby that tree died. And it was the next day, I believe it was, Peter, they passed by again. Peter said, behold, the fig tree. Well, look at the fig tree, see? And the Bible said when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, they heard him. They heard him speak to that fig tree. See, faith comes by hearing. I wonder about that woman with the issue of blood. I wonder what it was caused her to press through that crowd and go where she was not allowed to go, like Brother John was talking earlier tonight, preaching on that woman and touching the hem of his garment. Praise God. See, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changed. He's still got on that healing garment tonight. And like Brother John said, when you get into the border of Jesus, you know, it's like crossing into a place in the Canaan land. And there was many things in Canaan land. And the Bible said that when they spied out the land, they cut a branch of grapes, and it took two men to carry them. That's what was in Canaan land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a good place to be. And, you know, we need to go to the house of God. We need to get into prayer meetings. We need to get around God's people, because it's not just the word that's there, but it's the spirit. Jesus said, my word, it is spirit and it is life. You see, there's life in the word of God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh. See, this can get in you. The spirit of the living God can get in you. The Bible said he sent forth his spirit into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father. I tell you, we need it. We need the spirit of God tonight. You know, we can go to the house of God, but if we live just any old way we want to, we're not going to receive the spirit of Christ.
Amen.
And the Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of him. He's not of Christ if he has not the Spirit of Christ. And the Bible said that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You see, there's something that's leading us. There's something That's speaking to us to go on and to keep going on and to keep carrying the cross and telling you about Jesus, telling somebody. See, if we ain't preaching on the radio or we ain't preaching in the church somewhere, we're trying to tell somebody. Maybe in the laundromat, we're telling somebody about Jesus. Maybe
Amen.
Down on the street corner, we're telling somebody about Jesus. See, it's not all about getting a big crowd gathered up and getting up there and putting on fancy clothes and putting on some fancy shoes and driving a big limousine and living in a bigger house. But sometimes you need to get a smaller house. Sometimes if you'd get a smaller house, you might could do more for God if you'd lay off the old weights and, you know, get down to business and sell some of them sparkly rings and things you've got hanging on you and lay off the weights of sin. I tell you, and I'm not a clothesline preacher, but I believe we got to live right. We can't get out here in public half-dressed and expect people to think we're Christian.
Amen.
We can't, well, I'll get off of that, I guess, but we got to live right, church. We can't live half in and half out and straddle a fence and think we're going to make it. That's not diligently seeking the Lord, but he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
When I come to Jesus, when I went down to that altar and I said my vows to the Lord, you know, it's like a marriage. We're the bride of Christ, church. We're the bride. And the Lord wants to be pleased with us. He wants us to live right. And I can't, you know, be coming across to people with words that's not uneducated. What would you say it? I can't talk like a sailor. You know, some of them sailors, somebody said, you know, they curse like a sailor. Well, you can't be a Christian and curse like a sailor. There's something
Amen.
Wrong on the inside.
Amen.
You know, when you get the Spirit of God in you, you'll begin to talk right. You'll begin to act right. You'll begin to treat people right. I can't treat people just any old way that I want to treat them, because I'm not my own. I belong to Christ, and I'm representing Christ. And I guess I ought to get off of that. But we got to live right, church. We got to walk right and talk right. I don't believe it's time. You know, the Apostle Paul, he didn't, go out and buy him a big luxurious mansion somewhere, I don't believe. But I believe he humbled himself and put what he had into the gospel. I believe he put it into the work of God, you know. I'd say the most prosperous people I've ever found is the people that didn't have nothing, but they had God. You know, the Bible talks about the seven churches, and one church, they said, we're increased with goods and have need of nothing. And the Lord said to him, you're miserable. He said, you're miserable, poor, naked, and blind. And he was on the outside of the church trying to get in, knocking on the door. And I tell you, we need to let him in, church. We need to let him into our heart. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. I'll tell you, he wants to have fellowship with his people. I'll tell you tonight, if you get down to business with God, I'll tell you tonight, you can be Jesus called him his brother, his sister, his mother. They was wanting to talk to Jesus, and they said, your mother is wanting to talk to you. Your brothers are out there wanting to talk to you. And he was a-preaching to somebody that day, no doubt a crowd of people, and he looked at him and he said, who is my mother and my brother and my sister? He said, them that hear the word of God and do it. It's time to do something, you know. Mary told them to fill them water pots up, you know, when they needed the wine at the wedding. And I don't believe in drinking wine. Now, let me throw that in there, too, because of alcohol is what I'm talking about. But the fruit of the vine is likened unto the Holy Ghost, which we need today. You know, on the day of Pentecost, they said, these men are drunk on new wine. Peter said, no, it is not what you suppose. But this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel in the last days. See, This is one of the promises of the Holy Ghost. It's to me, it's to my children, it's to, Jesus said, it's to all that are far off. There in Acts 2:38 and 9, the promises to you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I'm telling you tonight, he's calling. If you're listening to this radio and you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues, I would encourage you to get it. I'd encourage you to get down to business with God. I would encourage you to lay off the old coat and put on the new. If you've not been living right, I tell you, it's time to live right.
It's time to do right.
It's time to walk right and to believe on the Lord, as the Scripture has said. And he said there in John, I believe it's 7:38 and 9, somewhere in there. He said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, he said that he would pour upon him the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You'd have to read that for yourself, but John chapter 7. And if we believe on him as the Scripture has said, see, we've got to believe as the Scripture said. We can't just believe any old way we want to. And we just can't believe what the preacher tells us. If I tell you something that ain't right, you better find out if it's right. You better look in there and see if it's right, because I could be wrong. You know, there's been a lot of people been wrong. If it wasn't wrong, there wouldn't be so many different doctrines in the land. There wouldn't be so many different church splits and things are going on like that. Let's get it right, church. Praise God. Let's get into the Word of God. Let's see what it says. Let's go back to the old path. The Bible said we're in is a good way. I'll tell you, we got to get into the word, the true Word of God, and I believe that's the King James Version Bible. I know there's other types of versions out there, but praise God, I want to stick with the old path, you know. In Jeremiah's day, they hewed them out cisterns that could hold no water. And I tell you, if we don't have the true foundation, then we'll be like those people that hewed those cisterns and they held no water. And they forsook the fountain of living waters. And the Bible said they was departing from the faith. And Jeremiah tried to turn them back to God, but they wouldn't turn back. And you know, in Ezekiel's day, Ezekiel tried to turn the nation of Israel back to God, but they wouldn't turn back. And I'll tell you, it's time to turn back, church. It's time to turn back to the old path wherein is the good way. It's time to go back to holiness living right.
Amen.
It's time to quit playing games with God, church. I'm trying to encourage you tonight. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to encourage you tonight. It might sound like we're hard, but we're not hard. And I don't know how Brother Yearwood and these other preachers exactly believe, but I know they preach the Word of God. That's what we're all about tonight. It's preaching the Word of God. And it's all about love. You know, the Bible said faith worketh by love. If we didn't have no love, we wouldn't care tonight. We'd just say, well, see, we're not in this for the money, praise God. We're not in it for that. We're in it for souls. We know there's a payday down the road one day. We're going to stand before God someday, and we're going to give an account what we've done in our bodies and the life that we've lived and how we've shared the gospel. Have we sown the seed? Jesus said the Word of God was a seed that was sown. You know, he told about this man that went out and sowed seed in the field. And you know, but there's an enemy out there that's also sowing seed. And you know, when they came back, the workers came back. They said, did not we sow good seed in the field? But they said, look at the tares. There was tares. What will we do with the tares? He said, leave them alone. He said that the angels will separate them at the end, that when the harvest comes, there'll be a separation. And, you know, we got to love everybody regardless. We got to love people. And I love you. I love people. If I didn't love people, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be on this radio broadcast. I'll turn it back over to Sister Joanna.
Praise God. We got another caller. It's 706. 438. Come in, tell us who you are, and just obey God.
Hey, man, how you doing, Green Family? This is Brother Tony from Dalton, Georgia. How y'all doing?
Praise God, Brother Tony. Go ahead and obey God, brother.
Well, praise the Lord. We tried to call in early. I don't know if Brother Nick got in touch with y'all, but we were on our way to, we went up to about an hour away from home and to pray for a brother that's in the hospital, and he's had a heart attack, so keep him in your prayers. His name is Brother Alfred, but we were on our way back home. We said, well, we need to call in on the Sister Joanna's radio broadcast. So we tried to call in, and we lost service. But I want to tell you something, church. When God has a calling, he'll make a way for us to call in, amen? When God wants us to obey God, no matter if the devil tries to make us lose signal, no matter if the devil tries to hinder us anyhow, God will make a way, amen. I thank God tonight that I have an opportunity to preach to somebody tonight. You know, I don't know the scripture's been on my mind. This is my all-time favorite scripture, and that's Psalms 121, where David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, sometimes we get all, you know, sometimes we get a little depressed and we get a little down because we feel a little discouraged in life. I mean, maybe you're falling short of the gospel. Maybe you don't think you've done enough for the gospel. Or maybe Satan's just trying to hinder you with any kind of depression. But I want to tell somebody tonight, I feel led to come to call in and speak to somebody tonight. No matter what battle you're going through, whether it be you're battling anger, bitterness, depression, lust, amen. Let me tell you something. All you got to do is don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look in front of you. Don't look behind you. Don't look below you. But go ahead and look above you. Go ahead and look to those hills. Because I'm telling you something. You may not see no hill in front of you. You may not see no God right there with your physical eyes. But I'm going to tell you something. God's coming, amen. He's coming to be your redemption. He's coming to relieve you out of that struggle you're going through. He's coming to relieve you out of that battle and say, let me take over. Let me take over this battle for you. Let me take over this temptation for you. Let me take over this depression for you and deliver you out of it. I thank God tonight that the Bible says that it's almost 12 o'clock at night, but I thank God that the Bible says that he's a God that never slumbers or sleeps. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I know it's late. It's almost 12 o'clock at night, I believe. And on my off days, I'm kind of a late bird. But, you know, like I said there once again, I'm glad God said that he will never slumber nor sleep, amen. He's a God that's awake all the time. He's always alert. He's always ready. You know, I used to be a volunteer fireman, and when I wasn't at work, I was on call. It doesn't matter if I was spending time with my family. It doesn't matter if I was busy doing something else. If I wasn't at work or at church, I was on call, and I was expected to respond, amen. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. God's whole job is just to respond when we call. God is on call 24/7, amen. 365 days a week, a year. He's on call, ready to hear your cries, ready to hear your prayers, ready to meet your needs tonight, ready to heal your broken heart, ready to heal you and deliver you from whatever you're going through tonight. If you just call upon the name of Jesus Christ tonight, he'll be there. If you just call upon the name of Jesus Christ tonight, he'll respond faster than any first responder, any police officer, any fireman, any family member or any friend. If you just call upon him right now, whatever distress you're going through, whatever pain you're feeling, whatever battle you're facing tonight, just lift up your eyes unto the hills, from which cometh our help. Our help doesn't come from man. Our help doesn't come from a doctor. Our help doesn't come from a police officer. But our help comes from God Almighty, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who bear all my sins upon his back, the one who bear all my struggle upon his back, the one who put all my sorrow, my sadness, my temptation, he put it all upon his back. He took it up Calvary's mountain. He nailed it to a tree. And in return, listen, church, he took all of our problems. He took everything that was wrong, amen. And he gave us everything that was right. He gave us all the power. power and authority to tremble over Satan, amen. He gave us all the power and authority to override Satan. I don't care if Satan's telling you to take your life. I don't care if Satan's telling you to go open up a six-pack of Budweiser right now. I don't care if Satan's telling you to go ahead and smoke another one. You can overcome any temptation. You can overcome any struggle. You can overcome any pain, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. Maybe you're not saved tonight. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't know anything about the blood. But let me tell you something. I believe that's why God called me, that's why God had me to call in tonight, is to tell you what the blood can do, amen. The blood can wipe away any sin. The blood can deliver you out of any struggle. The blood can heal you from any disease or any sickness, amen. The blood can take you out of any depression and put joy back into your heart. The blood is what makes us pure. The blood is what makes us holy. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to find the blood in me. You ain't going to find the blood in the Green family. You ain't going to find the blood in Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty. You ain't going to find the blood in Brother Nick. You ain't going to find the blood in any doctor. But you can only find the blood of Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
When you accept the fact that he died for your sins, when you accept the fact that he can heal you, when you accept the fact that he can deliver you, when you accept the fact that he can put your broken heart back together because he is the Son of God, the God on the high throne tonight, when you accept that, let me tell you something. When you accept that, it becomes like Paul said, all things become old. All things pass away. Here, all things become new. Everything you've done in your past, whatever kind of evil man you were, whatever bitterness you had in your heart, depression, whatever anger, whatever stress, whatever alcohol or drug you ever put on your body, it all becomes dead. It all becomes dead, and everything else in your life becomes new. You become a new man with joy. You become a new person with happiness. You become a new person that doesn't need drugs to make you feel good, that doesn't need alcohol to make you feel good. You become a new person that doesn't have to hurt people no more. But you become a person full of joy, a person full of peace, a person full of love, and a person full of happiness. I'd like to thank you, the Green family, for having me on the radio tonight. It's been a blessing. And, you know, like I said, if you ain't accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You don't miss out on the biggest blessing of your life. Don't miss out on what's going on right now. If you're listening to this right now, there's no doubt in my mind. If you're lost and you're listening to this broadcast right now, there's no doubt in my mind that God isn't dealing with your heart. You may say, well, I'm going to wait for tomorrow, or I'm going to wait a couple weeks, or I'm going to stop, you know, I'm going to wait till I stop drinking or stop smoking. Don't wait. You don't have to wait. Just lay it all down right now. Lay it all down right now with the cross. Praise the Lord. I'll go ahead and turn it over back to Sister Joanna.
Praise the Lord. That's a good word, Brother Tony. And, you know, I was thinking exactly just that, what you said. Out there, if you're listening under the sound of our voice, many prayer requests have come in over the last 2 hours. And I told you we would sure pray about this. And all we got to do is call upon God, like Brother Tony was saying. If you're in a mess tonight and you want to serve God and you think you got to clean up your mess first, you know, I got news for you. That's when the Lord will save you. That's when he saved me. It was when I was at my worst, when I was at my lowest, when I couldn't even see bottom. Praise God, I was so low, I had to reach up to touch the bottom. Praise God. You know, God is good. He will pull you out. You don't have to worry about fixing this and fixing that because, you know, we can't fix it. I can't do it, like Brother Tony said, and none of us can do it except for Jesus Christ himself. Praise the Lord. And it is simple as calling upon him, repenting of your sins, and God will begin to work things out. He said all things work together to the good to them that love the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can do all things in Christ who strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. You can do things in the Lord once you come to him, but you must come first. You know, the only prayer that he'll hear from a sinner is a repentance prayer, and that's all you got to do. And then from there out, he'll listen to everything that you have to say. If you slip and fall, you have an advocate with him. You just pray and ask for forgiveness again, but don't willfully sin. You just, if you mess up, is what we're talking about. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Let's pray over these prayer requests. They're coming in. There's another one. Brother John Ward said, faith. Pray that his little girl, Faith, would be able to speak. Praise the Lord. She's a little girl that they have, and she's not able to speak. And pray for her. And let's go to prayer right now. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
God, we ask you, Father, every one of these, dear Lord, requests, dear God,
Lord,
that are flowing in over the internet, dear God.
You
see, Lord, unspoken requests, dear
Lord.
People, Lord, that don't even know us, Lord, that's listening to Long Talk Radio.
Lord, we pray for that.
Lord,
we ask for that.
Thank
you, old young man's funeral, Lord. Now, did I pray, God, you just hold him up. Lord, I pray for you, Lord.
No, sister, he we departed from each other about 30 minutes ago. I don't know if he was able to call in or not. Sometimes he's not able to get service where he's at, but you know, Lord willing, he'll be able to call in next week. I let him know that y'all were, you know, y'all were praying for him, and he's we're not around each other right now. I'm sorry, sister.
That's okay, brother. I wanted to give him an opportunity. Tell him you're right. Tell him we're praying for him, and you all sure blessed us. And call any time, all the callers. We appreciate you, brother John. Why don't you go ahead and tell us where your church is at, brother?
Okay, that's great. Church is in Thompson, Georgia. 114 East Main Street, right downtown in Thompson, Georgia. We're about 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Our service is on Sunday morning. We have Sunday school at 10, regular church service at 11, 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And then on Wednesday night, we have our evening services at 7 o'clock. We just want to welcome all of you and the opportunity to come. And if you're in the area there, we just come and be with us, be a part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to speak his faith and the opportunity to just be with the family of God tonight. And family of faith. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Eddie, you want to say something, brother?
I'd like to say that I appreciate the opportunity of getting on the radio tonight. This broadcast, I believe, is going out and really touching hearts and lives, and thank God for the people that's on it, and just keep on keeping on. And I thank God for saving me one time, for baptizing me in the Holy Ghost. I thank God for keeping me these many years, and thank God for what he's going to do in the years ahead. We're looking forward to the return of the Lord, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do. In Jesus' name, God bless you, sister.
Praise God. Lots of good praise reports, and we're expecting the Lord to, you know, he's going to move. And I know he will, and the reason I know he will, I'm thinking here in Hebrews, praise the Lord, chapter 11, verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. And you know right there, I don't believe it had ever rained on the earth, and God told Noah to build that ark. Never had seen rain, praise the Lord. Imagine that. I believe he built that ark, was it 120 years? Praise the Lord, I believe that's about the right time. And, you know, building something for 120 years that you've never even seen before, never saw rain, and he built that. Hallelujah. You talk about faith. That's some good faith. Hallelujah. And that's the, you know, Brother John, I believe it was, or Brother Eddie was talking about the faith as a grain of a mustard seed. And we talked about that last week. If you sow that little bitty, tiniest seed, praise the Lord, and it begins to grow. Our faith, talking about faith. If that begins to grow, that even the bird, the fowls of the air, could lodge there in the branches of that. And you know, we sow seeds of faith, praise the Lord, like we sow a seed in the ground, and it springs up a blade, and then it grows in a big stalk, and then the ear can be held because the stalk is strong enough to hold that. And you know, that's just like our faith. Praise the Lord. And that corn represents the Word of God. We're able. Well, the more our faith grows, praise the Lord, the more that we're able to preach and speak His Word. And we praise the Lord for you all. We thank you all. And be with us next Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for 2 hours, 12 a.m. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.